Hello, this is Bill.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Glenn from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, and would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Can I speak with William Knight, please?
This is William Knight. Are you affiliated with the BAC?
No, sir. We're just doing a survey, you know, from Opinion Research, but, you know, on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers.
Okay.
All right. All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, to start, how many years have you worked on masonry industry?
Masonry, I'm 65 years old. I started laying concrete block when I was 15 years old.
So be like maybe 26 to 40 years?
How about 48?
More than 41. 40. We'll go with...
No. I'm 48 years in the BAC.
Okay, so 48, yes.
I switched from tile, from concrete block to tile in 1982.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. And and what is your primary branch of trade? Would you say tile setter, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, PCC restoration, marble mason, cement mason, bricklayer, refractory bricklayer, a stone mason, a plasterer, a
tile
marble finisher, or
tile and stone mason?
Okay, tile and stone mason. All right, sir. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey, or level mechanic, or a foreman?
Foreman, superintendent. Foreman, superintendent.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
No.
Okay. No.
I retire.
All right, sir. Approximately. Okay, you retire. Okay, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? That is, unable to find work when you wanted to work? Over the past 12 months, you know, in your craft?
In my craft?
In
over,
your craft?
In my working years, I was maybe unemployed for 2 days. That was it.
Okay. Because I have zero, you know, weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12
zero
weeks.
Weeks.
So I guess
zero
we'll go.
To, zero,
we'll go with
zero. To,
we'll go with
zero to 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. All right. And thinking about, you know, what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that, you know, that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, about the same number of, you know, there were this time last year?
Okay. I live in, where are you at, Milwaukee?
Well, sir, we're doing this survey from a call center, okay, because we're doing it for Opinion Research.
Okay. I live in a very, very high-end Lake Geneva area. And
okay.
A lot of money, a lot of old money, there's constantly construction. They don't worry about, you know where I'm going with that.
Okay. So would you say there was more construction projects or fewer or same?
It's about the same. It never changes here.
Okay, never changes. All right. All right, sir, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same that there were, you know, this time last year?
That's hard to say. Most of the residential up here are non-union, but anything that's commercial in this area is all union.
All union. So be a more union construction property. Maybe it would be more than that, right?
Pardon me. Residential is non-union. Anything commercial is union. How's that sound?
Okay. All right. Okay, sir, and yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work, on the union projects in your community?
Pardon me?
Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work, on the union projects in your community?
No.
Yes or no? No. Okay.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, and yes or no, have you ever been
coming out of the apprenticeship program? They're not taught the way we were taught. How's that sound?
Oh, okay. All right, sir, and yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Never, okay. So, no, all right. All right, and thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
There's going to be more unemployment the way the country is right now.
Okay, so be more than now, more unemployment. Okay, sir, and now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years they will get better, get worse, or about the same?
About the same.
About the same? Okay. All right. Okay, sir, and switching gears a bit, thinking about your work, on the job site, which of the following health or, safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Would that be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust error, quality,
none of those above. I have silicosis in my lungs very bad because back years ago, they did not require us to wear masks back in the 80s and 90s. I have silicosis, and everybody that's my age that is retiring, we all have it.
Okay.
We all have
what about,
it.
Okay, so be maybe the
lung disease.
Unsafe, the lung disease, yeah, but would that be from dust and air quality, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months? Would you say yes in person, maybe yes online, or no?
Online.
Online, okay. Sir, for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
What about picketing?
No.
And union organizing?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say never, occasionally, or regularly?
Pardon me?
In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Would you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Oh, when I was still working, usually every other week, sometimes once a month.
So be regularly, right? Or occasionally?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right, sir, now changing the subject, to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are mostly likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, the first one is the print or online news, newspapers, cable news, the internet or social media, radio, friends,
cable
and neighbors.
Cable
okay,
news.
Cable news, first one. Friends and neighbors, local TV news programming.
Both.
Okay, but which one would be next that you watch the most?
Local.
Print or online newspapers?
No.
Okay, local TV is programming, okay. What
local
about
TV.
Radio? Okay.
Radio, talk radio.
Talk radio, okay. What about print or online newspapers? The internet
no.
or social media?
No, no,
okay.
no, no.
What
no,
about
no.
what about friends and neighbors?
Pardon me?
Friends or and neighbors?
No.
Okay, so them last ones just go at the last, okay, because you don't watch them. Okay. All right, sir, and which cable network is your preferred news source? Would that be Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, or another news channel?
Local? Fox 6 out of Milwaukee, Fox News Channel, and CNN.
CNN, okay, because I can only pick one that is like your preferred news source. CNN
News.
Or Fox? Fox News, okay. All right, sir, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? You know, the environment, support for labor unions, jobs in the economy, healthcare, education, immigration, foreign policy, or something else?
Immigration.
Immigration, okay. All right, sir, and as you may know, BAC, or, you know, BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
Nothing in the Milwaukee area at all.
Okay, so no, right? All right. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Somewhat important, or very important that the federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Very important. Okay. All right. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republican.
Republican, okay. All right, sir, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Okay, which side do you support more on this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
UAW.
Okay, would that be much more or just somewhat more?
All the way.
All the way. All right. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time, okay? I only have a few more questions. We should be done. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. The first one says his job as a president overall. Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of that?
Strongly disapprove.
What about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Immigration.
Strongly disapprove.
Healthcare.
Disapprove.
Healthcare. Okay. Foreign affairs.
Strongly disapprove.
and support for labor unions?
Disapprove.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and then do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
All right. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on the election for president and other offices on November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote, will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Certain to vote.
Okay, certain to vote. All right, sir, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Neither one.
Okay. Neither one.
Neither one.
And and yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Very good.
Good, okay. And to rate the overall effectiveness of the international union, poor, just fair, poor, or excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. All right, sir, and in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and services?
The apprenticeship school, okay?
Okay.
Could do a better job of putting people in touch with the trades. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, so the apprentice...
The apprenticeship program should do a better job of schooling the workers.
Okay, program. Okay, let's see. Let me write this down, okay, real quick. It should do a better job, right? Schooling these students or people.
To go out into the field.
Okay.
It's not like the old days. How's that sound?
Okay. All right. Okay, and what do you think the union top priority should be for the rest, you know, of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on, in your opinion, sir?
Following up on the disease that the people my age that worked in the trades that weren't required to wear masks, safety glasses, and again, they should follow up on that.
For not wearing masks and protect
all the people all the people my age who are retired.
Okay.
We all have that worked in my line of the trade in the bricklayers union. We all have silicosis from breathing in cement dust.
Okay.
Freeborn silica.
So everybody that's retired, he got that disease, right?
That worked in the same line of work with the union, we all have the same disease. We have severe COPD silicosis, all of us.
I'm the union.
And we're dropping like flies.
You say silicosis. Can you spell that for me, please?
Silicosis? S-I-L-I-C-O-I-S-I-S. Silicosis. Silicosis. Fibrosis.
Okay. Fibrosis. Fibrosis. All right. Okay, and now what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would that be text, SMS, union meetings, job site, email, or mail?
Email, mail. I get the magazine every 2 months, my BAC journal.
Okay.
And I am still an active
member. Okay, and how often do you hear?
I am still an active member.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC, you know, or BAC? Would you say never, once a year, a couple times a year, four times a year?
Once a month.
Okay, I have four or more times a year or a couple times a year?
Four or more times a year.
Four more times for you. Okay, we'll go with that one. All right. Okay, sir, and just for qualification purpose of this survey, and now I would like to ask you some questions for a statistical purpose. Okay, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Would that be independent?
Independent.
Okay. All right, sir, and then do you think of yourself closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
None.
Okay, so neither, all right? All right, sir, and just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Pardon me?
What is your race?
White. Caucasian.
Okay. Caucasian. All right, sir, and finally, you know, strictly for verification purposes, but my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
William.
All right, Mr. William, this is the last question. This concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation, okay? You have a great evening.
You
thank
too.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye, sir. Bye-bye.